Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Drake May, number one seed, Vrabel Coach of the Year candidate, -7 against the New York Giants. They're not getting a lot of play nationally. They feel like a regional story. They're the Dunkin' Donuts of the NFL. They're huge in the New England area. This is a flex moment for them. I'm going to take New England to win and cover.
I will say this about the Mike Kafka-led Giants these last couple weeks. They have been very frisky. Even bad teams on these primetime games late in the season, it's kind of their Super Bowl. I'm going to take the Giants with the points.
Fitzy, Colin Cowherd is on board the Patriot Express, headed toward the postseason.
He's a big, I think actually, Andy, if I'm not mistaken, and I am often, but that's all right. It's part of the business. Mr. Cowherd said this past August, the Patriots were his pick for the seventh seed. They were a playoff team. So he has actually been on board.
So he's really wrong because they're going to be the one seed.
Yeah, let's take him to task for that one.
The hell no, does he know?
At least he can say like, hey, I've been there the whole time. So, and there aren't a lot of guys like that because Lord knows we vacillated and hesitated and changed our picks, as did a lot of other people, including the wage wizards in Vegas. But the herd's been there all this time. I gotta be honest, I kind of love how there are two ways you can go about tonight's game. Like, it's a great chance for the Patriots, even with the injuries, to show the brilliance of Josh McDaniels, the coaching prowess of Vrabel, and the talent of Drake May, and flex on the Giants on Monday Night Football. And then there's the whole, like, woo, man, they have been flirting with disaster off and on for the past month, and tonight is the trappiest of all trap games that they've had on their calendar.
Okay, so lean into that, Fitzgerald. Not that I want your preview. We'll do that later in the show with a score. But are you, which kind of lane are you starting to put you? You're coming to a fork in the road. Mm-hmm. Are you going down the fork in the road that is, they've been flirting with danger. They got a bye week ahead. There's a trappiness. Kafka's Giants with Jackson Dart or Frisky. Or are you leaning down the road of he's Drake effing May and he's Josh McDaniels and they'll get this done so that they can go into their bye week with some momentum remaining?
I think your car has one of these fancy features where if you start to drift in the lane a little bit, like the lane drift comes on like that. Mine doesn't.
You rich.
Nah, he's got Host One money.
I was till I bought a Christmas tree, but we'll save that for later.
Yeah. Well, how much did you spend on your Christmas tree?
Save it for later because it sounds good.
Okay, because honestly, I'm ready for that. I cannot believe how much Christmas trees cost. Holy Jesus.
Yep, and I bought the cheap one.
Thanks, Joe Biden.
Yeah, thanks, Obama. Anyway, the lane assist alarm has gone off that I'm starting to drift a little towards the people are underestimating how dangerous this Giants team can be.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I think there is, and this is where I've said, I think the important part of this game is the beginning, not the end. I think this game, you can't win a game, but you can lose it in the first quarter, blah, 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 blah. I think the beginning stages of this game are going to set a tone that will play out for the remaining 3+ quarters. Don't let the Giants score first. Yeah. Don't let them do that first scoring drive, which you let basically everybody do. Don't let Jackson Dart start feeling himself. Although I do wonder, what Jackson Dart are we going to see? because he's a guy that has now been concussed or in the tent multiple times. He's dangerous when he's playing Jackson Dart football. 7 rushing touchdowns. They're a different team. Are they going to allow Jackson Dart to play Jackson Dart football, or are they going to ask him to play Drake May Week 1 football? And if you tell me the answer to that, Dan Ball, I might tell you the answer to the game.
This is also the first time that we've seen him play without Brian Daboll.
Yep.
Though he wasn't solely responsible for calling his plays, they certainly were operating with Jackson Dart from a very desperate kind of angle. So I would wonder if Mike Kafka kind of dials back the design runs a little bit for him tonight.
Okay, so if you rein in Jackson Dart, I like the chances even more for the Patriots. I think 100%. That makes that team, that offense, that player more dangerous. It's just the reality. Now, I get why you'd rein it in. This season is over. You're going toward draft picks, not playoffs, and his head and his body are probably the most important thing for that franchise moving forward. But in doing so, you're going to help the Patriots win this football game if you put the restrictor plate on Jackson Dart.
Yes. Okay. If he's wearing granny panties, if he's got the limiter, if he's got a metaphorical guardian cap on, then yes, that does say advantage Patriots. But at the same time, if you've been watching the way Mike Kafka has been coaching this team while calling plays the last couple of weeks, dude's got some stones. Like he's bringing out the big old brass footballs, and he's deep in his bag. And there are trick plays, and there are formational changes. Like you can't just like, all right, well here 12 personnel this and 21 that. Like no, like God, people are throwing the ball from all over the field. And this is with famous Jameis too, who's got I think a little bit of a bigger arm than Jackson Dart does, but is not nearly as quick. They won't put him in harm's way, Andy. He'll put himself in harm's way, because I think that's just the reckless nature with which Jackson Dart kind of plays, which is what makes it a whole lot of fun to watch. But Pats have to be, they'll be on their tippy toes from 60 minutes remaining till, you know, a minute remaining, hopefully until they're in victory formation.
So when Drake May takes the field tonight in the red throwbacks, the beautiful red throwbacks.
God, we got throwbies on tonight.
Which a lot of you people, Fitzy, are worried about. Is there a thing that they don't play well in the red throwbacks? Is that like a rolling theory, or is there any stats to back that up? Do we have any... Anything to lead me to believe that the red throwbacks could be a
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Count everything that has happened over the past half decade, because this team should be judged in and of themselves. And yes, they did lose their only other throwback game when they turned the ball over 6 times against the Steelers, which just looks worse and worse and is aging like sour milk each and every... Both losses are, but that's for a different show, a different day. No, don't look into that. I mean, we can also be like, yeah, well, Bailey Zappi also, you know, shut out Sam Ellinger's Colts a couple of years ago in the throwbacks. So, you know, come on, you can cherry pick whatever data you want.
Okay, so I'm going to ignore the jerseys and just say that Drake May takes the field in a big football game, not just for his team, but for himself. For his team, I think it's obvious. You get to stay as the best team in football. You get to 11 wins. You need to head into the bye week with the continued momentum that you've built up. I know you've won 9 in a row, and it would be like, well, they were due to lose one. Don't lose one going into the bye week on Monday Night Football with the entire NFL watching. And then for Drake May, Matthew Stafford seemed human. The Rams seemed human over the weekend. Matthew Stafford had two interceptions and a lost fumble, and he lost a game to the Carolina Panthers. Who would do that? Not Drake May. Patriots ran away from the Panthers. Went 18 of 28, 243 yards with those two interceptions. Also had two touchdowns to Devontae Adams. But I think Drake May has an opportunity to, if not steal the MVP, certainly get back on the same exact level or maybe higher than Matthew Stafford tonight.
Yeah, three big things tonight, Andy. Like you said, number one, you can hold down even after last night's, oh God, I've never wanted Marcus Mariota to complete, Mariota.
Yeah, what was that all about?
I could do a half an hour on that.
It's probably the right pronunciation since they both did it.
Did his wife, did the family, because I know he had a baby recently because it was featured in the quarterback show, blah, blah, blah. But Mariota, they kept making such a point of doing that. Like, it used to be Cynthia Santana, and then one day on the news, she was like, good afternoon, I'm Cynthia Santana. And then from that point on, that's the way you have to say it. So now it's Mariota. I've never wanted a two-point conversion to be completed more in my life. What a great Sunday night football game that was. And had they beaten Denver, then the Patriots would have even more wiggle room. That said, you can be number one seed in not just the AFCs, not just the AFC, like you said, the entirety of the NFL. Two,
yep.
Drake May can dominate tonight and actually kind of re-seize control of the MVP. And number three, with a solid, well-rounded game that features a brilliant Josh McDaniels plan enacted perfectly by Drakeo in the offense, Mike Vrabel can actually just kind of like probably start to get a car or a horse length or two ahead of everybody else for coach of the year, because the Spike Man's Colts are fading and fading fast. And I'm not really sure who else necessarily belongs in the conversation with him right now.
Yeah, this is a big night for the Patriots after a lackluster weekend. A lot of the stars didn't play well. Quarterbacks didn't play well. Teams didn't play well. Some of the underdogs were victorious. You had some crappy football games. If the Patriots go out there and handle business and Drake May goes out there and handles business, you're going to be getting a lot of positive attention come Tuesday morning in the power rankings, in the MVP rankings. Suddenly the Patriots could really ascend to maybe they are really that good, and maybe he is really that good, and maybe they should be the Super Bowl favorites.
Product of the schedule, just like, you know what? Hey, everyone else, how many different teams lost yesterday? Or like we beat the Panthers by 30. Rams lost on the road. Now we got to take Bryce Young and the Panthers seriously. Like any given Sunday and or Monday or Thursday or Black Friday afternoon, Andy.
So reminder, stick around 4:30. Brian Hoyer weekly interview moved up a day. Pre-game Patriots Giants also 4:30. QB under the tree. First of a boatload of giveaways here of autographed footballs by current former Patriots quarterbacks. Who knows who it could be? We get things going with your phone calls. You'll need to know the play call from the Greg Hill Show this morning. So if you were a smart listener, you might want to get the Odyssey app. Quickly go back, listen to the Greg Hill Show so you're ready for 4:30. So maybe you could get yourself a football. Not telling you what to do, but I'm kind of telling you what to do. Ted Johnson will join the fun at 3 o'clock. We're going to get into the Lane Kiffin thing, but it's mostly Patriots the rest of the way. So up next, we're going to do a quick check-in. We've been gone for 4 or 5 days. Celtics, Bruins, Red Sox. There was all kinds of stuff happening over Thanksgiving weekend. We'll get into that next. And it may include, I don't know, may include Jaylen Brown putting up great numbers. We'll get to that next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.